Right.
Stands are out and witness stands are in. That's in the music business and elsewhere, but especially in the music business. Those decadent decades of devil may care, reckless rock star and rap star debaucheries on the road and at the after party, from Free Love in the 60s to Freak Offs more recently, that after party is over. It's not to say every music celebrity partook in predatory and perverse partying. Certainly not. But whether they did or didn't, some are facing public accusations of rape, abuse, pedophilia, and other horrific allegations. And so the accused music stars are slapping back with defamation lawsuits designed to restore their reputations and silence their accusers' allegations. But the avowed victims, sometimes celebrities themselves, have a way to fight back, and it's called anti-slap. These are laws enacted in most US states now and more places abroad, and they're intended to protect free speech by defeating frivolous defamation lawsuits relatively quickly, but only if a judge decides that the lawsuit lacks merit. I'm Bill Hochberg, a music and media attorney, and I'm gonna dive deep into all of this with my friends, Kevin Vick of Jassy Vick and Carolyn in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and Miles Feldman of Raines Feldman Luttrell in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and other locations. We'll talk about Jay-Z, Drake, Marilyn Manson, Dr. Luke, and others who have been in the spotlight with their music industry defamation lawsuits. So let's get started.